Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Hey, if you think sharing a home is just for college students and millennials, I've got an article that I read that I thought was pretty interesting. Okay, so renting out a spare bedroom, even for just a few days or a month, can yield serious benefits for older homeowners. Financial and retirement experts say this. So get with this. So in addition to more income and companionship, it might give you, if you're stretched by high housing costs, a way to stay in your home longer. Think of it this way. If you feel as if you can't afford to stay where you are, even if you were just to rent out through, you know, like vacation rental by owner or Airbnb, or through your own efforts, even just to rent out for a few days for a special event that's going to happen in town, you may actually create an income stream which will allow you to stay in your house for longer. So Airbnb says that 56% of its senior hosts are retired and 49% live on a fixed retirement income. That's virtually 50% of the people who actually use Airbnb to rent their places out are on a fixed income, okay, and are retired, and they're looking for ways to increase their amount of income. It's a beautiful way, definitely a consideration. So there are thousands of other older homeowners, meanwhile, that are currently discovering sharing applications like Airbnb that help them rent out rooms on a short-term basis. And that's according to Ken Smith, who's a senior research scholar and director at Stanford University's Center on Longevity. Seniors are Airbnb's fastest-growing demographic in the U.S. senior Airbnb host demographic. Those older than 60 doubled from March of 2015 to March of 2016. So you've got a tremendous growth in the popularity in an older demographic to rent their places out through Airbnb. Let's say you've got a couple of rooms and you just like to rent those rooms out, and you don't want to have somebody long-term living in the property. You can use an app like Airbnb to advertise your property to find people who might want to stay at your home. You can continue to live there while they're staying at the property. You don't have to vacate the house completely. You can also vacate the house completely and rent the whole house out for that period of time. The key here is I'm asking you just to step back and think about it. If you're on a limited income, you feel like I have to sell my house, I can no longer afford it, you might try looking at Airbnb and other apps that could help you rent out a room to somebody and maybe pull in $200, maybe pull in $300 or $400. I just want to be clear, there's some caveats too. So there are a few caveats for seniors who consider house sharing. For those who want to make chores or other responsibilities a condition of a rental agreement, for example, experts advise describing these expectations up front. So you might say you want to rent to somebody for a week. You might say, look, you can stay in the house, but it's your responsibility to wash the sheets, to do the linens, to do, you know, whatever it is that's necessary. If you're going to rent out for a couple months at a time, say student is coming in to the Washington, D.C. area to attend George Washington University for a two-month program. They need a place for 2 months. You could rent your house out to a student like that. But you explain to them, because they're going to live in your house, it's not separately metered, they're responsible to do the laundry. They got to cut the grass. You could give them, as long as you discuss it up front and make those a part of your agreement. You should look at this, many experts say, as a temporary solution, okay? So you do not want to look at this as a mainstay of keeping yourself in your house to be able to do this over and over and over again, because at some point, if the house becomes too much, you definitely need to look at the six options that you have for where you could move. And I will discuss this in brief, actually, at the seminar that I'll host the 13th of October and again on the 25th. That will be in North Bethesda and Tyson's Corner. If you want more information on the seminar on how to sell your house for top dollar, what kinds of things to do to get rid of the things that you own, or maybe even information on what are the options available. Just remember, space is limited. Register now at ericstewartgroup.com/seminar or go to 1-800-900-5377. Again, that's 800-900-5377 specifically to register for the seminar. That's an interesting article. If you are trying to save money and you've never built a budget, I encourage you to consider sitting down with Leah Nickerman, seeing if she can possibly help you in the money management side. If you got a financial advisor, help them too. Folks, I don't want you to sell your house. I don't want you to sell your house. I think moving is an overrated endeavor. for most people. It is unnecessary. People decide that they're going to move and they kind of get into the middle of it without having a clear idea of where they're going. I'm a firm believer you need to have a clear idea of your target, where you're going to go before you sell your house. If you're not sure and need help trying to determine what's the best option for you, call me and we'll be happy to discuss that with you. The office line is 800-900-9104 for the Eric Stewart Group. Again, that's 800-900-9104 if you want to contact me, or you can email me at radio@ericstewartgroup.com and we'll get back and answer any questions that you might have. So how many of you have ever had to back out of plans and try to keep your friendship going at the same time? I read a nice article about a guy named Dave Rush. He's a 36-year-old New Yorker. He knows that he couldn't possibly attend every event he RSVPs to with a yes. He says he's able to make this work with a valuable social skill. He knows how to back out on plans with friends and colleagues in a way that doesn't hurt and sometimes helps his relationships. Interesting. A friend says he has a knack for flaking out but being lovable, says George Catrabone, a coach and player on a recreational hockey team that Mr. Rush plays on. His frequent changes of plan can be annoying, says Mr. Catrabone, but with Dave, you take the good with the bad. He has instituted a fine for players for missing games, and they have to bring beer to the next game. Mr. Rush gets fined a lot, so he brings a lot of beer. Most people know someone like Mr. Rush. They are repeat offenders when it comes to flaking out on plans, but they do it responsibly, even endearingly, offering rain checks or sometimes simply canceling in ways that minimize anger and annoyance. How many of you guys have friends? I know I've got friends who say yes and then change their mind sometimes too close to the date for my plans to change. That is annoying, right? So the method for getting out of the sticky situation, I found this interesting, is a deft mix of technology, smartphone-enabled reservations, and scheduling tools like Facebook invites and paperless post messages. This guy, Mr. Rush, this is the way the guy thinks, right? Take on as much as possible. I have a reputation for being someone who has a lot on his plate, and people will come to understand, he says, that sometimes things slip through the cracks. It's like the saying, don't major in the minor things. Flaking can be sometimes a symptom of forgetfulness, half-hearted commitment, or difficulty with saying no. Hey, it's inevitable, right? In today's digital scheduling tools of use that people are going to be moving from one thing to the next. I know I find with one daughter playing ice hockey, another one doing synchro skating, one of my sons just directing a show at James Madison, another daughter writing a book, and another son who's busy working on college applications. I've got my hands full. I'm constantly going through just the family juggling, right? In addition to that, I'm a successful real estate agent. We do a great job for our clients. So you have to be very organized to run things smoothly. If you struggle with this, hey, look, I do make too many commitments and I back out of those and I don't want to offend people. You know, make fun of yourself is one of the things the article says. Make it clear that you're the fault and make it clear with a hat in hand. Maybe try to make it right by bringing a gift or promising to buy lunch the next time you get together. Make it sweeter when you have to say sorry. Okay. Closing thoughts are coming up in just a second, so stay right there.